As we prepare for the Seder, it's going to begin in just a few hours. I'm going to share with you a beautiful insight that hopefully will help to frame the experience in its entirety. We know that the Seder, many have the beautiful custom to begin the Seder by singing the Simonim, the different sections of the Seder of Kadesh, Orchatz, Karpas, Yachatz, Magid, Rachza, Motzi, Matzo, Morer, Korech, Shulchan, Orech, Tzofen, Barech, Halel, Nirtzen. Of course, the power of these Simonim, the power of these names, is that they help us to remember the order of the Seder, and they help us to remember the obligations that we have at every interval. Kadesh, we begin the evening, of course, with Kiddush. Urchatz, we wash before partaking of the karpas, which is the vegetable in the salt water. Yachatz, we break the middle matzo, saving half of it between the whole two, putting away the other half, afikoman. Magid, we tell over the Exodus narrative. Rachzo, we wash this time for matzo. Motzi, we make the bracha of hamotzi, and matzo, make the bracha of alachilas matzo. Moror, we consume the bitter herbs. Korech, we make the sandwich to commemorate the way Hillel used to consume the Korban Pesach, the matzah, and the moror. Shulchan Orech is the festive meal. Tzofon is when we consume the afikoman. Borech, Birkas HaMazon, benching. Halal. Halal is the section where we recite Halal. And of course, Nirtza. Nirtza refers to really the completion of the Seder. The idea that we had finished the Seder, its entirety, and have completed all of the mitzvos the way that we believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu would want us to fulfill them. And Rav Yisrael Meir Lau, the former Chief Rabbi of Israel, current Chief Rabbi of Tel Aviv, in his commentary on the Seder, provides a beautiful insight. And he explains that there's a deeper message in all of these simonim. He says, Kadesh, really, these are not just reminders, or I should say, these are not just simonim, these are not just signs or words that highlight the various order of the Seder, but in fact, again, contained within these simonim is the very blueprint for successful living. And Rabbi Lau breaks it up in the following way. Kadesh Urchatz. If a person wants to become kadosh, if a person wants to become holy, so the first thing a person has to do is urchatz. A person has to wash away. Wash away what? Alecha lishmor al hanikayon kapayim me'oshek u'migezel. Person has to wash his hands of any wrongdoing. He speaks specifically in terms of the realm of theft, in the realm of wronging another. But the idea ultimately is that if one wants kedusha, urchatz, one has to wash away the impurities of one's existence. That so often in life, we want to generate holiness by going ahead and engaging in positive dynamic activity, but we don't necessarily want to go ahead and address the deficiencies and address the faults we have. But that's not how it works. If a person wants kadesh, there has to be urchatz. Person wants holiness, there has to be an ability and a willingness to wash away that which is impure. Karpas yachatz. Even if all one has in life is karpas, even if a person is of very modest means, yachatz. Yachatz means to divide in half. Make sure to always share what you have with the other. Don't let your midah of generosity depend on having a lot of materialism. But whether you have a lot or whether you have a little yachatz, make sure to always divide it and share it with others. Magid rachtza. Magid, convey to your family the important value of rachtza. Convey to your family the important need for introspection, for self-evaluation, to identify the things that are wrong, that are broken, that are spiritually corrupt, and to find the courage to wash them away. Don't just live this idea yourself. Don't just live Kadesh Urchatz, but rather Magid Rachzo. Convey to your family this message as well. Motzi Matzo. And here Rabbi Lau explains, going a little bit out of order, matzah is also a lashon, not just of matzah, but also means conflict or machlokas. Motzi matzah. Be the type of person who removes conflict. Be the type of person who is always looking for the pathway to shalom. Be the kind of person who does whatever you can to avoid conflict at all costs. It is true, sometimes conflict is inevitable and there are certain battles that must be waged. But more often than not, the best approach is the one that preserves shalom. Be a motzi matzah. Be someone who removes motzi matzah conflict from life. Maror korech shulchan orech. Here, Rabbi Lau says so beautifully that sometimes a person finds themselves living in a life of maror, a life of difficulty, a life of bitterness. And sometimes again, it's not just maror, but the maror is korech. The maror envelops me, like the matzah sandwich of Hillel. The maror envelops me on all sides, and it's hard to see past the difficulties. It's hard to see past the bitterness. But even in those times, Shulchan Aruch, even in those times, a Jew must follow the Shulchan Aruch. Even in those times, a person must always live with a fidelity to halacha, a fidelity to our Judaic values. Tzafon Barich. Very often, the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are mystical and hidden. And even when they are tzafon, even when they are mystical and hidden, Barich, I have to find a way to praise God. Even when life is not easy, even when circumstances are not easy, I have to find my way somehow to bless the Ribono Shel Olam. And finally, Hallel, a person who has the ability to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, person who has the ability to forge a relationship, even when it's Mara Korech, even when a person is enveloped with difficulty, that Jew has the ability to live a life of Shulchan Aruch, even when it's Tzafon Barech, even when a Jew can't find God because he feels that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hidden, he still finds the ability to bless God. Hallel, that Jew who always has the ability to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu no matter what, Nirtza. Such a Jew is beloved. Such a Jew ultimately, again, is desired from Lashon of Ratzon, is desired by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So such, says Rabbi Lau so beautifully, it turns out that the simanim of the Seder, these various names, which we thought were just ways to help us remember the order of the Seder, turn out to be a beautiful blueprint in life. And perhaps, again, this is the source for the minhag, for the custom, to sing these simanim at the beginning of the Seder. Not just simply as a way for us to remember how the Seder is supposed to progress and proceed, but ultimately as a reminder that tonight is an opportunity to chart a new course for life. Tonight is an opportunity to chart a new derech. Tonight is the opportunity to chart a new path forward in the way we live. May be zochem yartz Hashem, not just to sing these simanim, may be privileged, God willing, to live these simanim as well. Wishing everyone a beautiful Yom Tov. Chag Kosher v'Sameach.